Hi everyone, this is Greg here from PeerCat and welcome to the Just Amin podcast where we chat about teams using blockchain technologies to solve real world problems. Today we have Axel from Neefty, where they're building an NFT rarity ranking service for eco-friendly chains. Good to have you here, Axel. Really excited to chat to you today.
Yeah, thank you for having me here, Greg. Thank you so much for having us here. We're very excited to talk about Neefty and as well as connect with you guys. So really looking forward to this talk.
Yeah, no worries. It's always great to have people have come across from different walks of life and different chains as it is now. So before we get into all of that and what you're currently working on, how did you get into crypto? Like, what was the sort of rabbit hole or the journey you went down? And where's that landed you?
So I got into crypto back in at the end of 2016 is when I first discovered crypto. And immediately it resonated with me. The idea of programmable money, it sounded really interesting to me. The idea of having a decentralized currency really resonated with me as well. Initially I got into Bitcoin, which was the first one that you usually learn about. Then quickly got into Ethereum as well and got really excited about the ability to be able to program and add real smart contract functionality. That was also pretty interesting. And eventually I got into XRP. When I got into XRP, it resonated with me the most because I was able to see how it was solving a real world problem and they were going. I liked the fact that it was more tangential what they were going after. And it was something that I really liked that they were solving and that I had experience with as well, with transferring money to different countries and how hard it used to be. So that definitely resonated with me the most. And then ever since then, it's just been a rabbit hole after rabbit hole after rabbit hole until eventually we got into NFTs. And when I got into NFTs, the very first time that I minted an NFT, it was super fun. I spent over more than 24 hours. I think it was like 32 hours. I was awake trying to get. Yeah. I spent like 32 hours awake trying to mint this one NFT that you didn't know when they were going to enable the mint button, yet there was a window that you knew they were going to enable it. So that is horrible that they did that, but it was also pretty fun. The Discord was pretty active, so a lot of people from around the world were having fun, and it was a pretty fun experience overall. Now when that mint happened, and that was my first ever NFT that I minted, initially after that mint, everyone started talking about rarities and everyone started posting like different spreadsheets and different links to different sites. And I'm like, okay, what is going on here? It's not just the NFT, but there's more to this than just having an NFT. So that was the part I became obsessed with. I became obsessed with figuring out how all these rarities work and how all these different systems work, because as you guys probably know, there are different ways of ranking stuff and sometimes it has big impacts on the way stuff ranks. So but we can definitely talk more about that later on, but yeah, that's my story. So rabbit hole after rabbit hole, and yeah, keep loving every single bit of it.
Yeah. So did you find out about through XRP, did you find out about the Flare community, or did you sort of come across Flare by itself? I think most people's journey was XRP to Flare because it's sort of like interconnected a bit, especially when they announced the F assets and stuff like that. I mean, and that's sort of what led you down. Why did you decide to, I guess, build on Flare first? Was it because there was sort of an NFT, a native NFT, a way to do NFT straight away rather than waiting for LS20 and stuff like that?
Right. So yes, I did learn about Flare through XRP. So after receiving the airdrop, I started looking more into what Songbird was, Flare, and what Flare was. And the more I read, the more I liked what was going on Songbird and Flare as well. There's definitely a lot of really good development happening over there. And Yeah. So at first we were already building Nisti at the time. So
okay.
we were already starting. I already had something that was a bit rough around the edges, but I was using it personally for ranking collections on my own. And then when I started getting into NFTs on Songbird, there was a real need for having a rarity ranking service, because most projects, what they were doing is they had their own rankings on different websites.
Yeah.
Where they were sharing different spreadsheets. So, I'm like, okay, you know, we have this opportunity to launch Nixty on Songbird, and let's just launch it. And we were immediately very well received with the community. The community loved us, and it's been just going uphill from there. And yeah, it's been great working on Songbird and Flare. And that community is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's interesting that you sort of, went there first in a way, because I would have thought it's sort of like a smaller community, but like perfect place to sort of try stuff out and showcase stuff. It seems to have worked out for you, because you got a really nice looking site with lots of interesting data on here. And you're purely focusing on, so like I'm just looking at Grumpy Monkeys, for instance.
Right.
Like you've got the obviously image of it, and then you have six or so traits for each one, and I guess they come up in different percentages, proportions in each one, and that's how you determine the rarity in a way. So
right, so it depends on the algorithm that's applied. So there's a purely statistical way of, I don't know how deep you guys want to go into how these are calculated, but yeah, there's different formulas that are applied and to how they are calculated. One of them, which is the statistical way of ranking things, it's purely mathematical, it's the independent probabilities of each attribute. So it's a combination of independent probabilities of each attribute. And that gives you the least probable, so it defines rarity as the least probable NFT with the set of combinations that gets the highest ranking on that system.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there are others with like such as rarity score, and then there's strict normalization. So yeah, there's a big space in there and different ways, and internally we have some other ones that we like. But we haven't made those public yet.
Okay, cool. So yeah, there's definitely more. It sounds like it's quite an expansive thing, and it's always going to be changing how they're doing it. So you're always going to have your work cut out keeping up.
Yeah. And it's to us, it's interesting how they affect how they produce the results, and you know, sometimes the differences, like I said, are pretty big based on the rank that you choose.
Yeah. And do you compare different, do you like do side by side different rankings of which sort of algorithms you use and stuff like that?
Yeah. So we have certain collections that aren't verified, and for the collections that aren't verified, those collections, we display both rankings. So you can compare the statistical with the trait normalized rarity score. And that's actually when we started, we thought that users were going to find a lot of value in being able to explore the different ways that NFTs could be ranked.
They just want one. They want to be told.
Yeah.
This is the best.
it caused a lot of confusion amongst right. the community.
Yeah.
And then also with collection owners. So now for collections that are verified, they get the verified ranks.
Okay, nice. Yeah. And how many collections are you sort of tracking at the moment? Three by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So 36-ish?
Yep. 36 is about right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
pretty good.
Nice. Yeah, and then most of them are... Oh, I see. The blue tick is probably the verified ones then.
Yep.
Or the gray tick. I don't know. Blue tick. A bit like Twitter. Yeah. Because some of them have loads of different metadata across them, like loads of things that can be ranked on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. How have you found like dealing with all those sort of ones that come up where I know for us, the metadata has been at times tricky and we've had to take it one by one a lot of the time. I don't know how you guys have found that in a sort of Songbird.
Yes, definitely metadata is a really real big challenge that you're constantly having to update for.
Yeah.
And account for. I am a big proponent of following the metadata standard for that is currently adopted by OpenSea and a lot of the major marketplaces. That seems to be, at least on Songbird, most collections seem to be following that. So nice. For us, yeah. a lot of it has been simple in that sense. There have been some that don't follow it to the T, but overall they follow that attributes array, which is nice. And it's what I recommend as well, because there are a lot of open source engines that for generating NFTs that have adopted it as well.
Yeah.
And it's our primary, when we ingest metadata, that's primarily the method that we convert it to. If it's not that method, we convert it to that method.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Cause there's quite a lot of discussion in XRPL at the moment about metadata and stuff like that. And funnily enough, our CTO was in Vegas at the conference and he asked David Schwartz, "Oh, David, what do you think?" And he sort of said, well, you know, we could do it in our own standard, but you know, it's probably more likely that it's going to be OpenSea. Obviously you're going to have some that choose one and the other, and then you'll have these edge cases, but he thought that the majority of people will probably follow like the OpenSea standard as the main one. And we can, you know, XLS 24 for people in the Ripple crowd is out there and looking for feedback. So definitely weighed in on that one if you're in the ecosystem.
So
speaking of XRP, so you started on Songbird, you're now coming back to sort of full circle, almost back to XRP now that we almost have native NFTs. There are some there already. How have you approached it? How has that sort of been for you guys, and sort of what you planning here?
Yeah. So we're planning to basically do the same thing that we're doing on Songbird, on XRPL. As well as we have some other features that are coming down the pipes that we're still developing for. So we have a lot of cool things coming up. Right now at the moment, we're mostly focused on being able to read the events from the XRPL and being able to extract all the mints that happen and then get all the metadata real time as stuff is happening. We're still developing for it. We definitely hope to be ready for when XLS 20 comes out. But if we don't have everything ready, we'll still be able to rank. So we still have ways that we can rank, regardless of whether we have the whole automated process.
Yeah. I mean, I think our view, probably the same in your camp and a couple of other people's, is that not everything's going to turn over on the first day. It can't physically because of the demand on the system. You know, there'll be a few projects that jump straight into XLS 20 and get their first sort of thing. But I think it will take a fair chunk of time, you know, maybe a few weeks, maybe a month or two for everyone to sort of come across. And yeah, so we're sort of expecting there's a bit of a lag time where there's going to be almost two systems, still with the IOU world of the and XLS 14s, 19s and those guys. But then the XLS 20 will sort of take center stage after a couple of months, really. So yeah, hopefully you have a bit of time. I mean, we have a bit more time now that they've found the bug, need to fix it, update everything. You know, I saw someone taking a poll the other day saying, will it be before December? This feels a long way out. I mean, I'd hope that now everyone's paying attention, we could get it done sooner, but if we help the validators.
I think I saw they might have already pushed the amendment out. I think I saw an like certain scan that they had already pushed the amendment out, but it was still 40% or That might be the old one. I'm not sure right now. Maybe they haven't pushed up.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I'd have to check, but
because it didn't have the deprecated yet, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think they just go sort of above it, don't they, and then sort of deprecate the old one, like you say, take that off the slate. Yeah. No, it should be a really exciting time. I think so many projects have been waiting for this. What's going back to Flare? Like, what's the, you said like the developer communities there a lot. There's quite a big one, I guess, from what you're saying, or sort of smaller size but similar sort of vibes.
yeah, it's a smaller community, but the community is small and everyone's super helpful. So it's a very embracing community. It's a community unlike any other I have seen, where, you know, it typically when you join a community, there tends to be a lot of tribalism, and a lot of, you know, tribalism within that community. But the Flare community is different in that sense, in which they're really embracing of all communities. And I think it goes back to the motto of what they're really building over there, which is basically bridging everything.
So that's
on their ethos, and we resonate with that, and we love that about the Flare and Sombre communities.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was looking at a few of the projects. I don't know if the I think there was the 888 TNW, the new world or something that was going to launch, but I'm not sure if that was. I was watching that for a while, seeing how it progressed and stuff like that. It's an ever evolving thing, and when I don't know how far they're, I think they're in observation mode at the moment, as I understand it. Is there going to be like any changes and stuff that you see coming that are going to sort of have to be amendments in the similar style as Ripple, as the ledger on XRPL, or do you think it's just going to sort of flick over one day from Songbird to Flare and that'll be that?
Well, the fact that they already have Songbird, and Songbird is technically Flare.
Yeah,
should make that transition smoother. But obviously, there will be, I imagine there will be something that they will figure out on Flare that weren't caught on Songbird, and it's just the natural way of things and development of software, really.
Yeah.
I think Flare is definitely doing the right thing on taking their time, making sure they pass all the audits. Yeah. And I think that's the right way of doing it versus trying to rush something out there and then find out there's a huge bug or something.
Yeah.
Similar to what XRP has also been doing with XLS 20.
Yeah. Yeah. Making sure it works. I mean, the ledger on XRPL has run for, you know, 10 years, pretty much uninterrupted. It's probably one of the few chains that can claim that, if not the only one. They're definitely doing something right, and slow and steady sort of will win it in the end. I don't know what else you sort of are planning. Did you get a grant from, were you part of wave 3 of the XRPL grants?
Yeah. Okay. We were recipients of the wave 3.
Yeah, and that was mainly to bring over the technology from Flare to XRPL and build out some of these new features that you talked about before.
Correct.
Okay, and that's like over the next sort of 6 months or so, I guess. So
a lot of the development we've been doing is hitting our milestones and making sure that we hit all the milestones that we talked about, and making sure that so a lot of our development is towards those milestones.
Nice. And hopefully XLS 20 goes through. I know you'll be on the devnet and sort of ready to rock, but it'll be a game changer when it actually goes live, sort of thing. So looking forward to the future. I don't know if there was sort of any other projects or stuff that you found interesting and is sort of worth checking out for the audience in the sort of similar space. Always like hearing what other people are watching in the space.
we definitely have a lot of we have a lot of exposure to like the different NFT projects, and there's a lot of really good projects. I'm building both on XRPL and Songbird. Yeah, we're definitely very excited about a lot of these projects that we've been working with, and just working with the different teams. Like there's some things that are just pretty amazing. We're big fans of the X-Toads, and the S-Toads. I love Kingsman. He's amazing. He's been amazing to work with. There's a lot of cool projects. And there's also, on Songbird specifically, there's a lot of real good, interesting artwork on the NFTs that we see that we don't see on other chains. Whereas other chains seem to be copying much of what's already been done. There's a lot of innovation being done on the art side, and that we really like that about Songbird as well. So for example, one of the projects that we personally like the artwork are the Cosmic Bombers, like the Cosmic Pilots.
Yeah.
The Cosmic Pilots have a really cool artwork that we really like. So, you know, there's something for everybody out there.
I'll check it out.
Those are two projects we really like, but there's a lot more that I could talk about them all. Cause everyone we've worked with has been amazing.
Oh, nice. No, that sounds cool. I'll definitely take a look at them and, hopefully see them in the wild soon. I think that was it for me. I really enjoyed chatting to you and finding out more about like Songbird as well as your plans for XRPL. I think you've got a really cool site, which I'll link to below, nifty.io, for anyone who's listening and wants to go now. I really appreciate you coming on and giving us some of your time to tell the community a bit more about yourselves and all the sort of exciting stuff you got planned. So really, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for having me here.
No problem. And thanks everyone who's still listening in. Please give us a like, thumbs up, comment, and send us some feedback if you got ideas and or projects and stuff that we should look at. And tell your friends. That's how that's how the world goes around. So thanks again for coming on, and see you in the next one.